Hello, I'm Kathy Palmer, Lead Program Manager for System Administration for the HPC team. And I'm here today to talk to you about Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 Monitoring and Management. Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 System Administration provides a single integrated console for all administrative tasks. Today, I'll be focusing on configuration and deployment. Other videos will focus on monitoring and node management, job management, reporting, and diagnostics. Our role is to bring HPC clusters into the mainstream, and to do so, we need to provide an easy-to-use interface that is useful for the small cluster administrator and the large production cluster administrator. The Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 Cluster Manager is that. Here is a look at the jumping-off point for Cluster Manager. You can see a popular to-do list that takes the administrator through initial steps of configuration and deployment. These steps are configuring the network, providing install credentials, configuring a node naming series, creating a node template, and added for this version a pre-deployment checker. This is also a jumping off point to link to other common tasks for node management, job management, user management, and diagnostics. Here's a look at the way in which administrators configure the network for their clusters. A network configuration wizard guides the administrator through the selection of a topology consisting of up to three different networks. For example, a basic topology may have all the compute nodes on a single enterprise network. Or there may be private networks for compute node traffic with access to the compute nodes through the head node. Or the compute nodes and the head nodes may all have access to all the networks. Given the chosen topology, the wizard will set up the DHCP server on the head node, if desired, that assigns IP addresses for the compute nodes, and the wizard can optionally set up firewall settings for the networks, so that the parallel applications can communicate over the application in private networks. Through the administrator's console step-by-step wizard or through PowerShell commands, administrators can rapidly deploy clusters of over 1,000 nodes. The head node uses Windows Deployment Service to rapidly provision small or large clusters. Also, for large cluster deployments, at-a-glance tracking of provisioning progress allows quick determination of failed or stalled nodes. For consistent and repeatable provisioning, HPC Server provides support for creating custom images for deployment by injecting drivers, applications, and patches. And additionally, new to HPC Server 2008 R2 is the ability to capture a golden image from a provisioned compute node and then deploy that image to other nodes. And finally, new to Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 is the ability to boot from an iSCSI storage device so that diskless clusters can be booted. Our strategy for HPC Server is to provide the options for provisioning so that the admin can easily deploy small clusters and reliably and consistently and rapidly deploy large production systems. In the next slides, I'll walk through the basic deployment and then describe some of these new features. The basic building block for reliable, consistent, and user-friendly deployment for HPC Server is the node template. The node template generation wizard and the node template editor and the add node wizard. The node template is nothing more than a sequential set of steps needed to take the node from bare metal to a compute node that's ready to run jobs. The node template generation wizard walks the admin through the creation of the node template, prompting for options such as node role, image to provision, and software update policy. After the node template is generated, the admin can, if he chooses, add additional steps to deployment. So here's a view of the node template editor. For an example, an application install can be added. Most of the time, the template generated by the wizard is sufficient, and these additional steps don't need to be added. Finally, an add node wizard can be used to walk the admin through the selection of the nodes to deploy. The wizard can be used to deploy nodes from either bare metal or from a node list, or add nodes to the cluster that have already been provisioned by another method, for example, System Center Configuration Manager, or nodes that were manually installed for small clusters. Overall, these three tools provide a very user-friendly and repeatable deployment of a node to a known state. For larger deployments, the admin can create a node.xml file or a node list that contains information for each node that's going to be added to the system. Such configuration information as IP addresses, if static addressing is desired, and node names if an automatic series is not desired. This node list can be edited by Excel. There are many other node properties that can be inputted in this scalable way through the node.xml or the node list, and you will see this symbol to illustrate what properties can be automatically added to a node list for automatic provisioning. So we invested heavily in a strong, reliable provisioning offering for HPC server, and HPC server provisioning is pretty fast. For large-scale deployments, we have been able to provision 256 nodes in under an hour and 1,000 nodes in 90 minutes. Finally, we added progress tracking so that at a glance, the admin can see how the provisioning is going and easily identify nodes that fail or are stuck in provisioning. For these nodes, as you will see, HPC Server Administrator can easily pivot to the operations logs and find the cause of the failure, or easily select the nodes and retry the deployment for those nodes. So with Windows HPC Server 2008, we offered a consistent and reliable provisioning story for deploying production clusters. With our newest release of Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, we addressed several new customer requirements to provide options our customers wanted for provisioning. These are listed here. Some of these I've already mentioned. I want to be able to boot diskless compute nodes. I'll talk about that next. I want to be able to allocate a static IP address for some of the compute nodes. We talked about that. I want to be able to find patches needed in my cluster and deploy them easily. I'll talk about our new patching wizard. I want to see how far along my deployment is. We talked about deployment progress. And I want to be able to deploy a golden node and capture the image from a golden node. And then finally, I want to be able to author and edit the node list in XML Easy. So we have been very grateful to be able to get a lot of great feedback that have allowed us to provide a much stronger provisioning story in Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. For large-scale clusters, customers are deploying more and more diskless systems. This is for reasons of reliability, cost, and security. Disks are relatively unreliable due to their moving parts, so many customers are trying to remove the disks from the compute nodes and also have a more dense cluster as a result. Consolidating disks also reduces power and cooling requirements. And in some environments, disks must be carefully managed. Fewer disks can significantly improve manageability and security. For Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, we will support diskless compute nodes at scale by allowing compute nodes to boot from a storage array on the network via iSCSI. Here is how NetBoot works. First, we have a head node. We have a remote storage array that provides iSCSI target, and we have diskless compute nodes. A sysprep golden image is stored on the iSCSI storage array, as well as differencing disks, one for each compute node. And we have a new piece of software called an iSCSI server provider that provides an interface between the HPC cluster head node management services and the storage provider. So here's an illustration about how HPC server NetBoot works. A node list is used to identify which compute nodes will boot over the network. And from this node list, information is added to DHCP to identify for each compute node where it needs to go to get the information. From the node list, information is added to DHCP that tells the compute nodes where to go to get their OS. The HPC See, HeadNode places a base image on the storage servers and differencing disks for each of the compute nodes. When each compute node Pixie boots, it gets the storage address from the DHCP services and is able to boot. To make this all work smoothly for the admin, we provide advanced navigation that captures the steps you saw for setting up a NetBoot cluster. Because NetBoot is only available if an iSCSI storage provider is present on the HeadNode, this page will not be displayed unless an iSCSI storage provider is detected. But once detected, this navigation guides the admin through the steps of setting up a NetBoot cluster. So identifying the iSCSI target, identifying the nodes to NetBoot, creating a base node using iSCSI storage, optionally customize the base node, capture the golden image, and create a node template for the NetBoot nodes. And finally, a wizard to deploy the NetBoot nodes. So this provides an all-up single view to guide the admin through setting up a NetBoot cluster. Now what about adding workstations to your cluster? With Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, customers can add workstations that are based on Windows 7 client to their clusters and run jobs during off hours or idle times that they might otherwise not be able to run for a long time on a dedicated cluster. So they can expand the capacity of the HPC clusters while increasing the return on their existing technology investments by utilizing the desktop cycles as part of their overall HPC infrastructure. These workstation nodes are really different from dedicated compute nodes in some fundamental ways that are important. First, it's very likely and very important that the provisioning of the workstations or desktops are controlled by a different administrator from the administrator that manages the cluster. So the HPC provisioning on the desktops is done by the desktop admin and the installation is done there. The HPC cluster admin or provisioning tools are not used to provision a Windows 7 client workstation. Second, these workstation nodes are often used intermittently, for example, during nights and off-peak hours, whereas generally dedicated compute nodes are more likely to be online continuously. So we have defined for workstation nodes an availability policy that can be set by the HPC admin. This allows the admin to define times of the day during which the workstations will be available. Alternatively, the admin can choose to bring the workstation nodes online and offline manually in the same manner as dedicated compute nodes. And with Windows HPC Server 2008 R2 SP1, we've added the ability for the workstation nodes to be able to detect user activity so that the workstation nodes can be used at a finer grain level rather than just at off-peak times and on the weekends. So for example, the admin can specify that HPC applications can start after some number of minutes that the workstation has been idle with no keyboard or mouse input. Additionally, the admin can select that they only want HPC workload to start if the aggregate CPU usage on that workstation is less than X percent. So for example, if the user starts an application and then goes home at night, HPC workload won't be started if it detects that the CPU load is too high. So this allows more fine-grained utilization of the workstation between HPC and non-HPC workloads. This new capability for user detection will be available soon in SP1. Finally, here are a few other areas of improvement from Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. Customers have told us, "Some of my applications run consistently and predictably on Windows Server 2008, and I'm not ready to move them to Windows Server 2008 R2. Also, we've heard from customers that they need a consistent way to update their cluster. So here is how upgrade works to accommodate these requirements. First, the administrator installs Windows Server 2008 R2 on the head node. Then they install our pack version 3 or Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. And in this installation, we will automatically update a SQL Express 2005, which was on the head node for Windows Server 2008, to SQL Express 2008. However, if the admin has installed another SQL installation other than Express, then they can do that upgrade separately before installing our HPC pack. Finally, the nodes are reprovisioned and upgraded to Windows HPC Server 2008 R2. But additionally, they could upgrade just the HPC pack and not change the Windows Server underneath, so that you could have a mixed cluster with some nodes that are running Windows Server underneath and some nodes that are running HPC Server R2. Additionally, between upgrading their cluster from Windows HPC Server 2008 to Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, the administrator does not need to change any of the XML files or any of the node templates or job templates. They just work. So existing applications can run unmodified on the new cluster. Finally, managing a cluster of nodes requires special handling of software updates. If a customer is running a series of jobs on a cluster, the last thing they want is for nodes to spontaneously reboot to get software updates. Cluster admins require a way to control the software update policy for the nodes. So Windows HPC Server 2008 provides some basic areas of support for software updates. First, we have a special software update policy task that can be added to the node template. It provides a way to specify a patching level for all nodes assigned to that template. Patching levels are critical, all or none. Also, the patching task allows for identification of specific patches in addition to a patching level. The second form of support for software updates in HPC Server 2008 is a set of reports that shows the patching status across the cluster. These reports were meant to help the admin choose the appropriate patching level and patches for the nodes. Well, this was a good start, but it's not very friendly. So let me show you the patching task. Here is an example of the node template editor, and you can see that a patching task is added in one of the phases of the node template called Apply Updates. And then the parameters allow you to specify critical, all, or none, and additionally, they can add specific patches. Additionally, we have the capability to run diagnostic tests in the diagnostic wonder bar. With Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, we offer a patching wizard that now guides the administrator through choosing these patching levels and will automatically add the necessary information to the node template for software updates. So here you can see now from the node template, you can just select action, Add My Software Updates. This wizard will guide the administrator through choosing which patching level they want to have. The wizard then goes out and checks automatically for the software updates relative to each of the compute nodes and comes back and provides a list of software updates. The administrator can then choose which patches they want to add to the compute nodes or alternatively select all the patches. And then the wizard will ask the admin whether or not they want to run those patching now or save it for later and just add it to the node template where it will be applied the next time they run the maintain task on those nodes. So in summary, with Windows HPC Server 2008 R2, we've added a patching wizard which guides the administrator through defining the process and flow for updating their cluster. The administrator can select the level of software updates. The wizard will run the diagnostic to discover the update list. The administrator can choose the updates he wants, and then the wizard will automatically add the patching task to the node template and then ask the administrator whether to apply the patches now or later. Well, here we are at the end, and I'm returning to our first slide that describes our targets for system administration. And I repeat, here the specific solutions that I've told you about for Windows HPC Server 2008. I hope you agree that with Windows HPC Server 2008, we have a unique offering for for our comprehensive system and job monitoring for both small and large clusters. We provide a user-friendly and repeatable deployment of a node to a known state, scalable and rapid deployment to clusters of over 1,000 nodes. We have expanded capacitability of HPC clusters while increasing the return on their existing technology through adding workstation nodes to the cluster, and we allow the admin to control the timing and the content of software updates to the cluster. This concludes the configuration and deployment section of our videos. Please check out our other videos on monitoring and management, diagnostics, and reporting. Thank you.